The Ombudsman at NIH. There are two major parts of that work. One is working with particular disputes as they come up. They might be disputes between two individuals or disputes in a whole group, a laboratory, a branch, an office, or a division, an entire institute.
Can we pause just a second? Can
Sure.
you actually put the microphone on your tie? Because your tie's been
Oh, okay.
Great, thanks.
And in many of the disputes that I work with in my position are disputes among scientists. They could be about authorship, about the sharing of biological materials, about the direction of a scientific collaboration, the functioning of a laboratory, or whatever. The office also deals with more ordinary workplace disputes, not necessarily just scientists. There are five of us here who work with cases, but my caseload is very heavily scientific disputes these days.
Okay.
And people can come to us for a variety of different ways of working with something. Sometimes someone will come in simply to have coaching on how to handle a situation in a less adversarial way than they might do it on their own. At other times, they're asking for a more direct intervention on our part, and then we tailor an intervention to the particular circumstances and history of the issues and the people or whatever it may be. So we may use a sort of traditional mediation at some points, and we do, or we might use we might actually create some hybrid intervention that's partly mediation, partly working, facilitating a whole group meeting. We sometimes work with groups who bring us a problem that gets reinterpreted as, I'm not saying this clearly. Oftentimes people think that problems they're having at the workplace involve personal differences and conflicts between people, and when we look carefully at the conflicts that they have and the conditions in which they occur, it appears that there are systemic factors that are supporting the conflict, and people are in conflict in part because of the way in which their work and communications are organized in sort of self-contradictory ways. So we sometimes work with a group to sort of re-engineer its whole work process and take attention away from the individual disputes and try to understand the structural dynamics that are sustaining it. Sometimes we have to work at both levels at the same time.
Sure.
So that's the one part of our job. The other part of our job involves recognizing patterns and problems within the organization, procedures, practices that are leading to the generation of conflicts, unhappiness, grievances, complaints, and making recommendations for changes in practice or policy or procedures that will keep such conflicts from occurring. So we do a lot of preventative or prophylactic kind of work as well, trying to engage people, for example, in at the beginning of scientific collaborations, having partnering agreements where they spell out in specific detail what they expect of one another, and they build in a mechanism for dispute resolution rather than waiting for conflicts of that sort to arise. We've modeled that process after what the Army Corps of Engineers developed for handling, for developing partnering agreements in the construction industry, but ours is tailored towards scientific collaboration.